Today she is Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Vav. We will begin on Daf Mem Hey Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. The Torah Kedoshah says, Abe Ta'abdum. And we have learned the Machloikis, what is learned from the Pasuk of Abe Ta'abdum. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda learned, as the Gemara had taught us, that the halacha is that when they come to Tisrael, first what they should do is Gidua. They should just cut off the Avodah Zarah, but they didn't have the opportunity to completely eradicate the Avodah Zarah. And then, afterwards, they conquered the land. And after they conquered the land, then they went back L'Shar Shachreo to completely eliminate the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara continued that what did the Rabbanon do with the word Abe Ta'abdun? And the Gemara said that the Rabbanon used the Pasuk of Abe Ta'abdun to teach us that tzarech l'shar shachreha, that we have to completely uproot the Avodah Zarah. So now ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Yehuda l'shar shachreha minayloi, where would he know this halacha, that we have to completely uproot the Avodah Zarah? Says the Gemara, nafgalei, because the Pasuk says, v'netatznam es mitzvachoysam, v'shibartam es mitzvachoysam, es matzei voysam, v'vartam es shmoyam, v'namokam mahu. That after we do nitzitz v'shvira, after we do toll breaking, then what's required to do afterwards is v'avaratam shmama and makamahu, that we have to do total eradication. Rabbanan, that already learned the halacha of total eradication, what will they do with that pasuk? Says the Gemara, Hahu, they're going to use that pasuk l'chanas loy shame, to give the, as we're going to learn, to give the Avodah Zarah a derogatory name. The Tanya, Rabbi Lezer, Oymer Menayin, La'oika Avodah Kechavim. How do we know that just we don't just have to destroy the Avodah Zarah, but we have to l'shar shachreya, we have to completely uproot it? Tamalayim, what the pasuk says, l'zvadatem meshimam, which means total eradication. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Lezer, v'lo'ikfa ne'mar, doesn't that pasuk already teach us Abe Ta'abdum? Says the Gemara, Imke Mata Amalaimer, what does the pasuk of Avaratim Hashemai Menamakamahu Melamid, what does that pasuk come to teach us? Says the Gemara, L'chanas L'Hashem, to give it a derogatory name. And the Braisa continues to explain this halacha. Yochel Shvach, says the Gemara, we would think that when it says that we should give it a derogatory name, we should give it a name of praise. So stops the Gemara and asks the question, L'shvach salkadatach, why would anybody assume that we could give the Avodah Zarah a name which glorifies it? Ella, yochel loy l'shvach v'loy l'gnai. So all the Mefarshim asked the obvious question, what was the Gemara's havamina that we should give the Avodah Zarah a complimentary name? So I saw that the Sefer Lechem Storm answers that the Gemara's Havamina was that what we need to do is change the name of the Avodah Zarah. And if the Avodah Zarah, as we often have mentioned, has a name like Pa'or, which Pa'or is an extremely derogatory name, so we would think that the best way of demonstrating that is not what it is, that it's not an Avodah Zarah, is by changing it to the other extreme. What is the other extreme? Giving it a name of Shvach. The explanation is that similar pshat, that if it was called Kelev, the Avodah Zarah was called a dog, so now we're going to call it Melech. So again, to show that it's just the opposite of what was meant. But then I saw a different explanation. The Gemara never thought that it was meant, that there was never a Havamina that we should give an Avodah Zarah a name of Shvach, a name that glorifies it. There's no one that could assume that. The Gemara always assumption was, as the Gemara is about to say right now, that loy l'shvach v'loy l'gnai, that we should just change the name, but it doesn't make a difference if it's a derogatory name or it's not a derogatory name. And when the Gemara mentioned l'shvach, that was what it meant from the beginning, that it never meant that we should give it a a complimentary name. Tamaloimer says the pasuk shakas to shaksenu v'sav to savenu kicherim hu ketzad. How does that represent it? Hayakoyne soy base al galia. Galia means something very high, very important. Koyne soy base karya, something very unimportant. If it was called ein kol, that everybody pays attention to it, now we would call it ein koitz. It's like something that's a thorn in the eye that doesn't have any importance. Tanitana, kamei derev sheshes, I saw the Mefarshim ask a question. So we have two psukim that we have to shakas to shakseh v'sav to saver kicherfu. We also have the other pasuk that we've learned that we have to give it a bad name. Why do we need two psukim to teach us the same name? So the Mefarshim explained that if we only had the pasuk of shakas to shaksenu, it would only talk about our reaction to the avodah zarah, and that our reaction to the avodah zarah must be a very negative reaction. But it wouldn't also teach us that besides a negative reaction to the avodah zarah, we also have to give it a derogatory name. Only because we have the two psukim are we able to learn that both are halacha. A, that we should treat it in a disrespectful manner, and besides that, we should treat it in a different disrespectful manner. We should also give it a derogatory name. Says the Baratana Tana Kamedra of Sheshes, Hoiv Kachavim, Hoiv Nusacharim as a Gvos, the Hoiv Kacham that worship the mountains and the valleys, Hain, the Harim and Gvos, as we discussed in the Mishnah already, Amatarim, one may have benefit from them. Vavdeim, but somebody who worships them, Besayif, Eschayif, Misa Sayif, because as we learned in Masechta Sanhedrin, when a Ben Noyach does an Aveira for which he's not allowed to do, the Misa is Sayif. And this is considered worshipping Avodah Zarah, for which an Avodah Kachavim would get Misa Saif. As Hezroim Vesirakis, if somebody worships vegetables, plants, Asurin, again, they become Osba Hanah, but if them Saif. Amalei, Sir Sheshes asked the person who taught him this price, Domel Chamani, whose opinion does this represent? Says the Gemara, it represents the opinion of Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda. The Omar, as whose opinion we discussed extensively in our previous year, if you planted something not for the sake of being Avodah Zarah, and then you worship the Avodah Zarah, everything becomes Asur. Ask the Gemara, but that's only the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So ask the Gemara, V'lokma, why can't we explain that this is referring to Ilan Shanot Matchil Al-Kach, that was planted with that intention, and if it was planted in that intention, even the Rabbana would agree that it's Asur. Says the Gemara, it doesn't make sense to explain the Braisa that way. It doesn't make sense to explain the Braisa that way, because the Braisa is comparing the Elon and the Zroim and the Irakis to the mountain. So now, a mountain clearly is not a place that was planted for that purpose. Mahar shloi not matril kach. It wasn't planted for that purpose. The mountain comes naturally. Avhai, we have to say, the Zroim and Yerukas are speaking about shloi not matril shem kach. But as Rabbi Yossi taught us, that even if they weren't planted with that purpose of being an Avodah Zarah, but they were ultimately used for that purpose, they become Avodah Zarah. So begins the Gemara Itmar. If the stones of a mountain became detached, and there's a machlokes rishonim, what does it mean detached? Some rishonim explain that it was detached entirely; they are now detached from the mountain, or others explain they mean disconnected; they're not that attached to the mountain, but they're somewhat still there. Now the question is, and the Nochri now worship those stones. What's the halacha? B'nai Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Yochanan's machlokes, B'nai Chiyah, Rabbi Yochanan, Chad Amar Asuris, that they get the status of a full-fledged Avodah Zarah, and V'chad Amar, that the Mataris, they don't get the status of Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, my time of the Mandam Mutaris. What is the basis for the opinion that they're mutter? Because they're compared to the mountain. Mahar, just like we speak about a mountain, Shem Betfisus Yerdei Adam, as we learned in the Mishnah, the mountain is not made, is not man-made. And therefore, since it's not man-made, it's mutter. It doesn't get the full-fledged status of a Avodah Zarah. It's mutter b'ano. Avhani, these stones also, that they, the Gemara is learning now, are detached. Amen. Tfisas Yidei Adam. They didn't, Gemara is assuming they became detached by themselves, not through human intervention. And since they became detached, not through human intervention, they should have the same status as a har. So the Gemara, but it's not the same. Mal har, shekein mechubar. A mountain is connected to the ground. These are not connected to the ground, says the Gemara. The halacha is that if somebody bows down to an animal, it's mutter b'hano. The Gemara in Masechet Baba Kama, Daf Mem Amud Beis, teaches us. The pasuk says, Adam ki yikrav mehem yakrav mehem kavim min habakar. And the Gemara explains min habakar. Some animals may be used v'loy kol habakar to teach us that an animal that was worshipped as an Avodah Zarah may not be brought as a carbon. Now, if we're going to say that an animal which was worshipped for an Avodah Zarah may not even be used for any benefit, so then we don't have to have a special pasuk to teach us that it can't be used for a carbon. So the fact that Torah has to teach us that it can't be used for a carbon is an indication that it can be used by not for carbon pasuk. So, and a behema is not mechubar. So, as is always the style of the Gemara, you want to learn from har. Ask the Gemara, you can't learn from har because a har is completely attached to the ground, says the Gemara. So I'll bring a raya that the fact that something is attached or not attached is not the cogent point. Because it were the cogent point that a behema, why is we can learn that already from behema. Says the Gemara, a behema has a different consideration. Ma'ala behema, she came ba'al schayim, it's a living thing. And maybe that's why, because it's a living thing, that's why it doesn't become usur. But that has nothing to do with what we're speaking about, because we're speaking about avonim. So that will bring a raya from ha yuchiyach, that it's not the fact that it's living that is the important point, because a mountain is not living, and yet it doesn't become usur no. So what happens now is, as often happens in the shahr, in gemara ha yuchiyach, so we have here a tzadashav of chazadein, lorizeh kolorizeh, the characteristics of a mountain are not the same like an animal. Nor are the characteristics of an animal the same as the characteristics of a mountain. But what is the common denominator? There's no human intervention. And that's why they're not osur b'hano if they were worshipped. Af kol shem mitfis yudei adam, when there was no human intervention, doesn't become it won't become usur. So that's why the avonim should also, the Gemara is suggesting that avonim should, that shenadablu should not become usur, even if they're from a mountain that was worshipped. Malat sarashav mehem. But ask the Gemara, how could you build this type of a tzadashava? Mal tzadashavam shekhen l'shtanam b'briyosan. The mountain is the mountain. The animal is the animal. Whereas when we're speaking about the avonim that we're speaking about here, they're avonim shenadaldalu. So they aren't the same as they were from the beginning. So the Ritva asks a question. He says, the Gemara Masechet Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Vav says, that if somebody stole an animal and it got older while it was under the control of the goslin, then it becomes the goslin's because there was a shinui, it changed from being young to old. So Gemara is saying over here that an animal is something that loy nishtana miryason, it doesn't change. There we clearly see, asterisk on the Gemara Masechet Baba Kama, that animals getting older is considered a change. Says the Ritva, there are different applications of the word change. When we speak about gzela, the Torah Kedosha says, v'heshev ez gzela asher gozel. And the Torah is saying that you have to return it as you stole it. Something that got older is not as you stole it. So in that context, it's considered change. But in the context of our Gemara, where an animal gets older, but there was no physical change, it doesn't consider that there was a change. Says the Gemara, so what is the halacha about avonim? We learn from Behemoth Balmum that if it became Balmum and it was worshipped, it's still not osba hanah mehar. So we see that the fact that it changed is immaterial to the Selimut. Inami, Mehemet Tahama, Ubi'il and Yavish. What happens if you have a tree that got old, that got dried out? So it changed, and yet it doesn't change the halacha, that it doesn't become Osubano. Says the Gemara. So now we could understand the opinion that learned that Avonim Shnedadlu, the stones that got disconnected from the mountain, why the halacha will be by those stones, that those stones are not osbano. But ask the Gemara, Manda Osir, the opinion that we started the shiur with, the sugya with, that says that avonim shnedadalu are osir bahano. How did they get to that psak? Says the Gemara, lohochik siv tishaksenu, shakas tishaksenu v'sav tisavenu, Davgav the Asya Medina Latera, the Torah would indeed, if we looked at the Pasuk, it should be mutter. The Pasuk is telling us, Loi Tasya, don't learn this Tzara Shava, and therefore it should be Asr. So the Gemara began with saying that there was a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and the Bnei Rabbi Chiya, what is the status of the Varam Shnedadlu? What the Gemara did, what Gemara wasn't able to do is to tell us who holds what. So the Gemara suggests to start the Bnei Rabbi Chiya de Sharu, that it's the Bnei Rabbi Chiya who holds that the Avodim Shnedadlu are mutter. Because the Gemara, the Chizkiya, who was one of the children of Chiya, asked the following question. If somebody picked up a stone with an egg with the intention of worshipping it, Mahu, what is the status of that egg? So the Gemara is assuming that the question is referring to a situation, that there was an intention to worship it, and it was actually worshipped. And the question is, if standing up the egg, you have a masa, is it considered an act? And that's why it's considered an avodah zarah, as like an avodah zarah that was manufactured by a person. I lo have a masa, what's not considered an act by people. Avaloi zokuf, but it seems from this question that's being asked that if the egg was never stood up, loy mitzra, it wouldn't become asur because nothing was done to the egg. Shmamina. So we see from here that the Bnei Rabbi Chiya are of the opinion that if something that didn't have any human intervention, nisharu, and that's why they would hold that the Avonim Shnedadlu would have the same halacha. Says Mar Loilam, I'm Loch Bnei Rabbi Chiya the Asri. I'll tell you that Bnei Rabbi Chiya hold that if Avonim Shnedadlu, even though there was no Tfisas Adei Adam, even though there was no human intervention or Asr. The question about the Beya, the Mishtachvala Af Gav Deloy Zokva Asura, that it was worshipped even though there was nothing. V'Hochemai Skinen, the question that they were discussing there was the intention was to make it into an avodah zarah, but it was never used for that purpose. Ulaman. So now the Gemara drills down further. Isn't this a machlokes, suggests the Gemara, that we're going to have a mitzvah shema daf nun aleph on the base between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, an avodah zarah, as soon as it's made into an avodah zarah, is treated like an avodah zarah. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's not considered an avodah zarah until it's actually worshipped. So this case, by picking up the egg for that purpose, it would be an Avodah Zarah according to Rabbi Shmuel, and not an Avodah Zarah according to Rabbi Akiva. And says the Gemara, Ilaman da Amar, according to the opinion of Yishmael, who holds Avodah Kacham Shisrael Asur Miyad, as soon as it was designated as an Avodah Zarah, it's Asura. Ilaman da Amar Achitavid, if according to the other opinion, you need until it was actually worshipped. And this wasn't worshipped, says the Gemara. What happened here was, Loitzricha, Shazaka Be'el Shtachavis Lo, it was picked up with the intention to be an Avodah Zarah, V'lo Yishtachvila, but it was never worshipped. But then a Nachri worshipped it. And the Gemara explains the question. Kiha, Dom Rav Yehuda Shmuel, the Gemara says Rav Yehuda Shmuel teaches us, Yisrael Shazakal Vavena. If a Yisrael picked up a brick, L'shtachvas Lo, with the intention of making it into an Avodah Zarah, but the Nachri worshipped it. Asur, even though the halacha is that ain't Adam Isa Dava Shalai, that somebody can't make something which doesn't belong to him into an Avodah Zarah, here there's a different consideration. Here the consideration is that the Yisrael did intend to make into an Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, now the Gemara explains the question. Coming by lay. Levenu hu d'mikra k'vasai. When you pick up a stone is wider than the different dimensions in the width and in the height. So a standing stone is very different than a laying stone, and that's why what you did is considered a significant act. Avabeya, where when the Yisrael picking up the egg didn't really do a very significant act, and therefore the Nachri should have no ability that to take the intention of the Yisrael and make it into an Avodah Zarah by worshipping it? Or maybe the Malashna, as soon as the Yisrael showed in any way that this is meant to be an Avodah Zarah, and then the Nachri worshipped it, it's enough to become an Avodah Zarah. The Mefarshim explained that this is not to be understood as the Nachri is the Shliach of the Yisrael. The Nachri doesn't become the Shliach of the Yisrael, but the Nachri is carrying out the intention of the Yisrael. And since the Nachri is carrying out the intention of the Yisrael, that's why the Gemara is suggesting that maybe is enough, that it should be, that by a Levain, it's certainly enough to become a Avodah Zarah, and we're not sure what's the halacha by a Beya. By Rambam b'Chama, Yishtachvil Ahar, somebody bows down to an Avodah Zarah. Now the question is, Avonim Malam is Beyach. May the stones of that mountain be used for an Avodah Zarah. And the question of the Gemara is, as the Gemara elaborates, Miesh Neved B'mechubei Etzel Gevoya, something which is attached to the ground, which was worshipped for Avodah Zarah. So we're learning in our Shiurim, it doesn't get the status of an Avodah Zarah, because it's, as we learn, a mountain, anything that's attached to the ground, is not considered Avodah Zarah. Is it still considered that you can't use it for the Mizbeach? You could use it for somebody's personal use, but they can't use it for the Mizbeach. It's not considered anything. It's the act that was done here. It's considered totally meaningless. And since it's considered meaningless, that's why you could use it for the Mizbeach. So the Rishonim ask a question. We know that the Mizbeach is made out of different materials. And the halacha is, why should we not be concerned that those materials were once worshipped for Avodah Zarah? So they're going to have to say, they say that the only time there's a question is by something which was actually worshipped. But something which wasn't actually worshipped, then the halacha is that we don't have to be concerned. When it wasn't actually worshipped, there's no reason to be concerned that it was worshipped. And therefore, those materials, even had they been worshipped, they don't become, it doesn't disqualify them for being able to be used for the Mizbeach. Im Tim Tzolaymer, it continues the Gemara, If we're going to suggest Yesh Neved b'mechuba etzel gvoya, that if something was worshipped, it can't be used for mezbeach, what's going to be the halacha machshire carbon? What's going to be the halacha by something that is not the actual carbon? So the first question was, if a tree was worshipped, can that tree become used on the mezbeach? We know that they used to bring a carbon etzim. A carbon etzim is a carbon made out of wood. They took kmitza. Now we're talking about making a mezbeach. Mechshir carbon ki carbon dami eloi. Amaka arava. So Rava wants to answer this question based on the following kal v'chomer. Uma esnan. The Torah says that anything that was given to a zoyna as payment, shemuta betol shlahedjit. It may not used. Leisavi esnan zoynan. Teaches us the Torah. The Torah, it's mutter polish lahedjit. The halach is, no matter what type of esnan it is, a regular person could use it. But if it's attached, it can't be used for any purpose of kachim. What makes us say this? Because the pasuk that teaches us this halacha says, "Lesavi esnan zenan mechir kela beis Hashem lekacha." The Torah just uses the word esnan, and the Torah doesn't differentiate. So the Torah is saying loishna talish veloishna b'mechubar. It doesn't make a difference, attached or detached. We may not bring it beis Hashem lekacha. So it's nevad, something that was actually worshipped. That if it was actually worshipped and it was something that was detached, the halacha would be osur b'talosh lahedjit. Not only may not be used in the Beis HaMikdash, but no one could use it. So ein adin. So certainly on something when it's mechuber, it may not be used l'gavaya. It may not be used for the Beis HaMikdash. Amalei Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua l'Rava. You're saying that any esnan, even if it's attached, is also l'gavaya. What made you say that? Because the Torah used the word esnan. And when the Torah used the word esnan, it didn't differentiate between attached or detached. But the Gemara says, maybe we can make a different argument, a chilof, an opposite argument, and actually say that an esnan b'mechubar is mutter l'gavaya. Because we'll say the following. Uman never chasa b'talosh. If something was actually worshipped, if it's something which is detached, it's also for kodesh and even for a hedjit. But it's mutab mechubal gavoya. If it was detached, it may be used. Shnem alahayim alaharim, v'loyaharim alahayim. So the actual mountain may be used for kodesh. Loishna lahedjit, loishna gavoya. And there's no difference. Mechubar is always mutter. So esnan, shemutab talosh lahedjit, and if you're going to say the fact that the Torah says base Hashem lekecha, the Torah is saying by the word base Hashem lekecha, that means that you can't use it for a bias, and the definition of a bias is something mechuber, I'll say that bias is needed for a different person purpose. The Torah says the Torah is coming to teach us that when we need to bring the esnan for carbon, prat l'para, but if we're going to need to use the esnan for a para aduma, l'sheina ba l'bayis, which the para aduma is not brought into the base of Mikdash, you can use an esnan, divrei Rabbi Elazar. The Chum Oimrim, the Chum say that the Pasuk Beis Hashem El Kecha is coming to tell us, l'rabbis is l'kuyim, that we can't use whatever was given to the esnan to line the walls with gold of the base of Mikdash. Because that's something that's used for Beis Hashem. So if that's the purpose of the Pesach Beis Hashem Al-Kecha, we have no raya that the din of Esnan applies equally to Tolish and Mechaber. Amalei Rava. So Rava says to Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua, we now have two ways of learning this Pesach. We can learn the Pesach Beis Hashem Al-Kecha, the whole Pesach of Esnan, to teach us a Chumrah, that the Halach of Esnan applies both by Tolish and by Mechubar. Or we could use the Pasuk to teach us a Kula, that just like by Nevad, there's a difference between Tolish and Mechubar, so too will there be a difference by Esnan. Says the Gemara Amalei, so Rabbi says to Rav Huna B'Yeshua, and not Kamina L'Chumra. I'm using this pasuk to teach us a Chumra, Vat Amrit L'Kula, and you're using the pasuk to teach us a Kula. Don't we have a rule that when we have L'Kula L'Chumra, when the pasuk can be coming to teach us a Kula or a Chumra, we always say L'Chumra B'Chinan. We prefer to use the pasuk to teach us a Chumra. So why over here are you teaching it to teach us? Why over here are you teaching it? Are you using it to teach us a kula? Amalei Rapapa l'Rava. So Rapapa first says to Rava, is that true? The kala hecha de'ika l'chula l'chumra. Wherever we have an option that we can learn the pasuk l'chula l'chumra, l'chula l'prachinen, we only use it l'chumra, not l'chula. The halacha is that Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. We bring the Karban Pesach if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, we bring the Karban Pesach even on Shabbos. What would be the halacha if somebody's a Tamei Meis, and the Tamei Meis, in order to be tor and eligible to bring a Karban Pesach, has to have hazor, has to have sprinkling from the Par Adum on the third and the seventh day of his days of Tahara. What happens if Erev Shabbos, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? So normally, hazor make sprinkling on a person that's Tamei may not be done on Shabbos, because it's awesome with the Rabbanon, because it looks like being Mesakin. We're making the person from being Tamei into Tor. What would be if we have this individual who today is the seventh day of his Tara process? It's Pesach, it's Erev Pesach Shabbos. Will we sprinkle on him or not? The Pligi, which is the subject of Machloikas Rabbi Elazar B'Kiva, and Masech the Psochim, Daf Samachei Amabez. The Rabbi Elazar Sover, L'chumra, the Gemara says that we go, so Rabbi Elazar always, we go L'chumra, become a Chayiv L'Gavrei, and we require him to do, we require him to have Hazab. And the way we learn it, we learn a Kal V'Chomer. If we're allowed to Shech the Karban Pesach on Shabbos when it's Erev Pesach, certainly, which is an Issa D'Raisa normally, Shechita, certainly Hazah, which is only a Issa D'Rabbanon, we're allowed to do on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach. And that's considered a Chumrah, because that person is not going to have to bring a Karban Pesach. Rabbi Kiva's Lekula, Rabbi Kiva holds that no, we don't ever do Hazah on Shabbos or Potter. So we see that Rabbi Kiva is coming at them. We're going to see in a moment how he gets there. The Rabbi Kiva, where we have an option to go L'Chumra and require him to bring a Karban Pesach. Or we go L'Kula and say he shouldn't bring a Karban Pesach. Rabbi Elazar says we go L'Chumra. Rabbi Kiva goes L'Kula. So the question is, how could you make a statement that whenever there's an option to go L'Kula L'Chumra, we always go L'Chumra? The Tanan, as the Mishnah over there teaches us, Hesher B'Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Elazar, Oy Chilif, we can make the following Kal V'Chomer. Omai Zah Shimashim Shvus, Enadoicha Shabbos, if Hazah, which is only a Sidra Rabbanon, may not be done on Erev Pesach Shabbos, Shchita Shemid Reis L'Kol Shkein, certainly that Shchita should not be done on Shabbos. That's why he said that we go L'Kula. Says the Gemara Hossam, when we speak in that halacha, Rabbi Elazar himself, Gamrei, he learned the following, he himself actually, says the Gemara, learned that Hazor is not Doicha Shabbos. And what happened was, Rabbi Elazar, Eikalei Talmidei, he got ill and he forgot his learning. And he used this Kal V'Chomer, that if Shechit is Mutter, Hazor is certainly Mutter. And what Rabbi Kiva was trying to do, V'Asa Rabbi Kiva Lat Kurei, and Rabbi Kiva came to try to remind him that you, Rabbi Elazar, yourself agree that we can't do Hazah on Erev Pesach Shabbos. And Rabbi Kiva wanted to bring him the Kal V'Chomer, and he said he wanted to bring him the Lima. The Pasuk says, Tishmeru, regarding the Karban Pesach, Tishmeru Akali B'Mayadai, B'Mayadai Afilu B'Shabbos. V'Hanad Amalei, and that's what Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Elazar, that he couldn't remind him, even though he was trying to remind him, it wasn't working. He said, Al Tachbireni B'Shas Adin, don't forget, don't deny what you taught us. Kach Mekublan Ani Mimcha, this is what I learned, Azor Shvus, and Ein Adoichas Shabbos. I, the Kal V'Chomer, because the Kavachimer is not a valid Kavachimer, because the reason we're allowed to bring the Karm Pesach on Shabbos when it's Erev Pesach is because it's a special limit, as we just said, the Mayadoi, that the Karm Pesach may be brought on Shabbos and do the Shechita on Shabbos. But that Kavachimer is specifically speaking about the Shechita. Anything else would not be allowed to be done on Shabbos. And therefore we can't bring a raya from there to our sugya. Says the Gemara, Rami Bachama, but now ask the Gemara another question. By Rami Bachama. So Rami Bachama asked the following question. If there are stalks of grain, if there are stalks of grain that are connected to the ground, if somebody bowed down to them to make him to an avodah zarah, mahu, what will be the halacha l'menachas? Can they be used for carbon mincha? And the Gemara's question is, yesh shini b'neved. The question is that even if we'll say that something that was nevad, and we're learning in our shurim that something that's nevad doesn't become an avodah zarah, and we learned still it may not be used for gevoya, but here there's a different consideration. Here it went through a change. It went from being a stalk into flower. And the Gemara's question is, yesh shina b'neved or ain't shina b'neved? Is that a consideration? Amar mazutra b'reid Rav Nachman, toshma, kol asurim l'gabim mizbeach, anything that was also to be brought on mizbeach, an animal that was designated for avodah zarah, an animal that was sodomized, v'lidaseim mitarim, their children may be used as a carbon. The Tanya law, and the Bryce explains, Rebbe Elazar Oyser. Rebbe Elazar says that they may not, the babies may not be used. So the Gemara is saying, the Gemara is assuming that we're speaking about an animal that was pregnant when it was worshipped or when it was sodomized. And if that's the case, not only was the mother worshipped or sodomized, the baby was as well. But now it came out and now got born, and therefore that's a very significant change. According to the Chachamim, since we had the significant change, then it could be brought in the Mizbeach. And Rebbe Elazar holds that a Shinui won't make a difference, says the Gemara V'itmalo. But says the Gemara, when we learned that Mishnah, and we learned that Machloikis, the Rav Nachman Amar Ravu says, Machloikis, the Machloikis is only in a case, Kishinirbu, when the animal, the mother, was sodomized or worshipped, Ulubsaif Ibru. That means that the baby was never worshipped or sodomized. But what is the issue with this baby? That it comes from a mother that was worshipped or sodomized, and a father who presumably wasn't. And this is a question that we discussed many times. And the question of Zev Zeh Goyrim, if there are two forces that create something, how does the halacha look at it? The opinion of Rebbe Elazar is that the mother is osur, and the mother obviously is what helped create the baby, and therefore the baby is osur, even though it was never sodomized or worshipped. The Chum hold that Zev Zeh Goyrim is mutter, since it's the mother and the father. Aval Ibru L'Bsoif Nivru, but if the mother was worshipped or sodomized while it was pregnant, the reakol asurim, because the fact that it went through a change doesn't make a difference. It was an animal that went through that experience. So therefore, hakanami, when we're speaking about the wheat that was worshipped, even though it was milled into flour, it doesn't make a difference. It's going to be like irvu ubsoif nirbudami, and it won't be allowed to be used for karbon mincha. But ikad amri, but there's a different version of this discussion, where we have the machlokes of the Chachamim Rebbe Elazar, v'itmala, if the baby was born after the mother was sodomized, v'itmala, or worshipped, itmala, amr of Nachman, amr of Vua, machlokes shenirvu l'b'soif ibru, if they were sodomized or worshipped before the mother was pregnant, aval ivru l'b'soif nirvu, if after they were pregnant, they were worshipped or sodomized, the Reakal Asur. Why? Because that baby was worshipped. That baby was sodomized. And that will remain with it, even though it goes through a very significant change that it's born. And therefore, the halacha is that the wheat that was ground into flour will be usur. Says the Gemara, how could you compare the two cases? At the beginning, we started with an animal. The only thing doshahu that chiza ba'ampa. The only thing that was preventing that baby from coming out is that the mother's womb didn't open. But it was already, nothing physically changed in the animal. But in our Gemara, it was originally grain, and now it's kimcha, now it's flour. So the Gemara is saying that it's a very different situation because it went through a very significant change. And when it went through a very significant change from becoming grain into flour, so it was the grain that was worshipped, the flour is something else. There's a rush in Masechet Brachos that speaks about something called musk. Musk comes from an animal that has in its glands where blood accumulates, and that blood becomes musk, which is used as a perfume. And this, a perfume and a spice. And the Rosh discusses that, can you eat the musk? Presumably it came from a kosher animal. Because the musk itself is pir shebalma, it's really waste material. But we know that it was originally blood, and blood, of course, is usur. So the answer is that we see that it went through a significant change, and since it went through a significant change, it's not considered dam anymore. So the question is, how do we look at change in halacha? And the Har Tzvi, Sha'al Tshuvas Har Tzvi, Yoredei Simin Kuf Beis, says that, and he bases it on our Gemara. He says, when we speak about change in halacha, when something changed, and how does the halacha look at something that changed, there are different levels of change. Our Gemara is the perfect example. Our Gemara taught us that an animal being born is not considered significant change. Our Gemara did teach us that grain being milled into flour is considered perhaps more of a change, and therefore will have a very different halacha. So he wants to suggest that the Rosh, and it's really the opinion of Rabbeinu Yoina as well, when they speak about the musk, where the blood turns into musk, that's a very significant change, and therefore, when it went through such a significant change, the halacha will be that it would be mutter and it wouldn't be considered dam.